The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we are live on Facebook. And this will be available later in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and also at transformationtalkradio.com and transformationradio.fm, as well as on my YouTube channel. Here is Stella, our co-host. She's kind of like annoyed with me today because she felt like I didn't have my shift together fast enough for this show. She gets so excited. She's like, Colette, we're 5 minutes late setting up. So I just wanted to say a big hello to everyone. I've had a very, very interesting month a really awesome start to the new year. We are taking callers today. I'd love to shift some energy. 1-800-930-2819. As I said, it was quite a busy time for me. We were at the Illuminate Psychic Fair. So on Thursday night, I opened the VIP event along with our inspirational keynote speaker, Elizabeth Beads. And that was such an honor. And I had so much fun opening that event. And I gave just a little 45-minute talk that I sort of decided, I've shared this a couple times, but now there's so much oomph to it. I talked about these particular cards at the Psychic Fair, and I was selling this special package there for $20, and I sold so many of them, and I still have some cards left. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to offer this special package to everyone. We're going to get my team at Transformation Talk Radio is working on it. We'll get it on the website. So what I did is I offered these four cards, which, you know, are normally $10 a piece, with the whole package with the affirmation of success, because you know what? It started as an affirmation for success and then it became an affirmation of success. And so this is the four cards that are in it. And this is the affirmation, which I'm going to share with all of you today. As I said, we had my dragon sayers out for the fair, and it was 4 days. VIP night was Thursday night, and then Friday night, and then we had Saturday and Sunday, and we had so much fun there. It's just so cool connecting with a bunch of psychic people in a place that in a safe environment where people can kind of explore their psychic abilities and hook up with each other and just like really talk about what's going on in the world today and from a different perspective. So this was fabulous. And with my cards, I did a lot of personal consultations at the booth, recard consultations. And as usual, it's always funny. People have a tendency to pick the same cards while they're there, which I might share if we have time later. I see that we already have someone calling in. So I really like to focus on the callers and shift some energy for them. But first, before we take the first intermission here, I would like to share this with this affirmation of success. And just a little bit about these cards, because sometimes when callers call in, then we get a little bit off track. But so I'm just going to read this to you. So this is the this is the package that it came in, and this is the affirmation for success. So, or of success. The dragons are being very explicit. Oh, and behind me here, purpose, the authentic self triad painting wanted to be here today. That's the one that really stood out. And she stood out quite a bit at the fair also, which, this painting is actually inspired by my beautiful cat, Pearl, Rexquisite's Pearl of Wisdom, who has crossed the veil. But this is her when she was a kitten in dragon form. And she's the Pearl of Wisdom. So all of the gems in this, there's a lot of water, there's a lot of pearls happening. So here we go. Here's the affirmation of success that really works. I am more than my physical body. My authentic self triad, body, soul, and spirit are intact, balanced, and strong, yet flexible. My perception is connected to my intuition, giving perfect insight to navigate the quantum mechanics that allow me to experience infinite possibilities and keep my shift together when facing challenges. I am able to easily identify the most applicable possibility probability from the quantum field and implement that through consistent steps of action in alignment with my purpose to empower myself and others near and afar. I attract like flies to shift, co-creation with those whose development, maturity, and sense of humor are equal to or stronger than my own. Aho. So I love this in Tanshan. A lot of people, really enjoy it. They've been commenting that that night it just felt like the cards were wanting to levitate. There was just so much energy. And throughout the weekend, it gained impact. And so the cards for this, the number one card and look at that, that's stuck to. We'll do it like this. So that's Ra. And Ra is like the number one card in the deck. This is life force energy unleashed. And so what I did is at the talk, I shared something about people for kind of breathing. Like one of the things, come on, stand there. Ah, there we go. So one of the things that I did share is that the respiratory, the digestive, and the reproductive system are very intimately connected. I'm just going to move this table over a little bit there. There. And they're very intimately connected. And so what I did is I had everybody take three very deep breaths in and fill their lungs all the way to full, because when people feel like anxiety and stress, et cetera, they have a tendency to hold their breath. And this happens in the solar plexus, and it causes it's challenging for the physical body to deal with people holding their breath for long periods of time. It's more challenging for people to really feel comfortable and get themselves calm. So I was strengthening the central nervous system to these three systems in our body that, as I said, are so intimately connected. And so I'd like to do that for all of us. So what we did is we just did three breaths together. And if you're listening to this now or later, we are working with the Higher Self Network, so HSN, which is very similar to MSN, except that on the Higher Self Network, your subconscious and unconscious mind are in communication 24/7, and your conscious mind may not be aware of it. On MSN, you're aware you're chatting. So this is important because people have a tendency, as I said, to hold their breath when they're feeling like stressed out. And so when you're feeling this, I did this with the audience at the VIP event. And I'm just going to do this with you now. I'm just going to get all of you. And if you're listening later, you can do it later, to take a deep breath in. And then we're going to let it out. And I'm going to have everybody do this three times. I love this. This is a really good way to start off the day. So we're going to do this three times. And I'm just going to do some energetic shifting as we breathe in and breathe out these three breaths. So is everybody ready? Let's go for it. Okay. So 1, 2, 3, take a very deep breath in, fill your lungs all the way full. And this one is for the respiratory system. So we want to strengthen all the oxygen going exactly where it needs to go. If there's a few people still hungover from the Super Bowl, we want to put some oxygen to the brain and to the backs of the eyes. And we're going to strengthen that the oxygen goes throughout the bloodstream and supports the heart. And anyone who has any cells that may be a little bit irregular, et cetera, we're just going to not let any oxygen go there. It's just going to be, we're going to seal those off. So only the healthy cells, the ones that are really 100%, we will do that. Okay, so I think, Zach, we're going to have to skip this break and then we'll take the next one if we're going to do this now. Is that all right?
You got it.
All right. Thank you, Zach. Just realized because I'm in the zone. So we're taking this deep breath in. And now we're going to let it out. And we're going to let go of any, it's coming up like kind of that, you know, people have a tendency at this time of year, the heaters are going, there's lots of fibers in the air, there's lots of like bacterias, et cetera. So we're just going to let all of that go as we're breathing out. And we're going to also recognize that this breath is life force energy unleashed. So we're breathing in all the beautiful, wonderful, amazing things about breathing in life. And then we're letting go of that which no longer belongs to us. And we're going to take another deep breath. And this time, this one's going to be for the digestive system. So here we go. Is everybody ready? Big breath in. And we're going to strengthen on a physical level, that all the nutrients go exactly where they need to go. The small intestine is directing that. So we're going to strengthen that. And we're also going to strengthen the ability for the nutrients to go, not just where they need to go, but also to the cells, to fuel the cells. And so that comes up kind of, we're just going to strengthen on the way out, that we're going to let go on a physical level of any chemicals, dyes, poisons, toxins, anything that's not kind of like natural food, any ingredients in the food that may be challenging for our body on a molecular level to understand, scrambled eggs, like scrambled molecules from microwaves, et cetera. So we're just going to strengthen that. And then on a non-physical level, we're going to let go of everything that we can't digest in life and all of the stuff that we can't stomach, seeing anymore, hearing, feeling. We're just going to let that go. And then we're going to take another big deep breath in. This one, this time, is for the reproductive system. And we're just going to strengthen the endocrine system. Is working at a really high level here, all in connection, that everything is working together to keep us in a homeostasis of the body. So if we just get out of our own way, the body knows what to do to come back to homeostasis. And then on the breath out, we're going to let go of everything that is stopping us from creating and manifesting at a high level that which we are working towards. So there we go. That's the three breaths. And I see that as a triad, just as the authentic self triad would be like the body, the soul, and the spirit. And if we recognize that when that body, soul, spirit triad is intact, that we are going to be able to, with balance, that we're going to have much more ability to stay strong throughout the day. And so just remembering, like, if being strong, to breathing shallow, breathing strong, you know, holding breath, not holding breath, but recognizing, because quite often that energy is coming from the, of holding the breath is coming from the solar plexus. And the solar plexus is kind of where we have the courage to move into that which we want to manifest. So we're going to strengthen that for everybody. I'm going to take the first caller here because I like to do that. And then I'll share, because I have shared in previous posts these same cards, but I just feel that the next one I'm going to just put up here is the generator here. And just for you to take a look at her. And Zach, if you can put the first caller in, who do we have?
We have Julie from Ontario. You are live on The Truth Is Funny.
Hello, Julie from Ontario.
Hi, Colette.
Hi, I know you tried to call in last week, so yay, you're here.
thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome. What can I do for you today?
Well, I think I'm going through perimenopause, and I'm feeling like there's ways where I'm not, it's like, there's a kind of deadness that I'm feeling, like when I kind of tune in, like it's like there's something that's tamping down my sense of aliveness and moving forward.
Kind of like there's a few things coming up here.
Okay.
So you know how I am. I like to get a baseline so that we can kind of track progress. And kind of really, I find when people accept where they are at, they find it much easier to move forward. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being hair on fire, press the panic button, and 0 being, hey, I got this. Where are you?
I'm getting the number 7 when I test. So
okay. Yeah, because it was 7's quite often come up as spiritual. And so I've got a few things to say about this. see, I don't really believe in menopause. Menopause kind of is, like I have a chapter on this in my book, so I don't believe in most things or much or anything. I've learned to have faith in myself and in my ability to test energy. And, you know, so menopause, when you read the symptoms of menopause and you read the symptoms of postmenopause and perimenopause, and you read the symptoms of, PMS, et cetera, quite often they seem pretty similar. And I noticed for myself, being a woman, I really honor that cycle of the moon. And I recognize how powerful I am at that time. That so there's sort of like a lot of kind of bad press around being, of women being on their cycle, getting their period, etc. So for me, I recognize that as being one of the most amazing times to clear energy. And I find that a lot of women, when they are still on their cycle, they have a tendency, like, because we have been living in this world that's kind of driven, and now we're moving into this age of Aquarius. Just had the new moon in Aquarius. And so you know, this is a different way of looking at things. What's coming up is that, you know, when I have my moon, I love it because I know that I am really super, super duper psychic at that time. The thing is that because most women are living in this society where it's like very male driven, and let's face it, men don't quite understand what it's like to have your cycle every month unless you're pregnant and to start it and end it. They have a different series of things going on. But with a woman, it's pretty cyclical. And so what we want to recognize is that about 2 or 3 days before we get our cycle, that's when our body is saying, hey, rest up, chill out. This is your most intuitive time. My cycle is very much in tune with the moon. And since I don't have a lot of limiting beliefs regarding how long or how short a woman's cycle should be as far as age, I've kept my cycle for quite a lot longer than most women do because I have so much appreciation for it. Having said that, there is that time now where everybody's moving in. And if you think about it's a cycle. And so if you think about when you were a young girl, before you even knew, you know, what your cycle was, then, you know, I never had any problems before I started my moons. So I'm not anticipating a whole bunch of problems when I'm not having my moon. But whether I actually physically have my moon or not, I most definitely do celebrate it. And that is the most wonderful time to, it's one of the best ways to let go for the body and also for a lot of emotional, psychological, mental, psychic, all these energies. So I just align mine with the new moon and the full moon and, you know, feeling like the new moon would be like when the eggs are cycling and the full moon, a good time to release and then empower yourself. So this is how I look at it. And a lot of times what was coming up for you in particular in this 7 thing is like that, you know, like in the desert, all dried up, you know, like I see a tumbleweed blowing down the lane. So we don't want to think about ourselves as being all dried up and in a desert.
I've missed my periods actually. So I actually miss having them.
A lot of women feel like that, having your period, having your cycle cramps their style. And it's actually an amazing cleanse. So my advice to you would be to honor that cycle as if it still is there. The reason why a lot of women get pretty cranky before they get their cycle is because in this driven, you know, in this authoritarian, very, work, got to work hard. Normally your body is saying to you, you know, rest up, chill out, really go inside, really work on yourself. This is when you're super intuitive. So that you can let all of that go, just like I did with the lung exercise, when you let it go. In that way, it's a huge cleanse. And so for those of us, remember, we are body, soul, and spirit. And this is an amazing way for us to really clear energy out of our bodies, out of our minds, out of our, throw the mind out, let this energy in. And so I just want to check in with you, like, where are you right now, number-wise?
I know, I feel kind of frustrated because I'm not being labeled. So I don't work. I'm not part of that world that you talk about.
Yeah.
If I could move through the way I did with my cycle, when I had one, through my emotions, that would be great.
Yeah.
But
like I would line it up with the moons.
Okay.
And remember, like the Chinese New Year that we just had, that's lined up with the moons too.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's a really powerful time to do that. You know, for a lot of women, you know, that have been maybe like not feeling really sensual and sexual, et cetera. Menopause is kind of just a time when they're kind of tired of men. So they take a pause from them. So what number are you at?
Yeah, I'm not there yet. It felt like I've never really lived out that as fully as I wanted, the juiciness. So I think there's a kind of, I'm feeling a lot of heat at this moment.
Okay. But
there's a lot of that. Yeah.
Would you like to hang on through the break? Is this one we need to take? We skipped one already.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so hang on. And when we come back, we'll just check in and see where you're at. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we are also live on Facebook. We're multitasking here. We'll be right back. 1-800-930-2819. Call in if you want after this short break, and we'll make some more shift happen.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Yeah. This is Colette Marie Steff, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And I was just we have Julie waiting on the line, but I just have to mention this, that I was just having a conversation with Zach, my producer here, and saying, you know, like, it was kind of weird on Sunday because the fair really slowed down, and it was, you know, because it was Super Bowl Sunday, and I guess, you know, marketing demographics, they didn't take that into consideration. Because like I said, if you're psychic, you probably know who's going to win, right? So, but we were just laughing because, you know, football, I was raised on football in Saskatchewan. It was like big time, the Rough Riders, and I also on hockey big time. And Zach was saying that, yeah, you know, he's a Habs fan, Montreal. In my house, when I was growing up with my dad, you were a Habs fan or you weren't in the house. So sports can have I love it. It's fun for a lot of people. But I guess we just couldn't compete with J-Lo and Shakira. So anyway, I digress. So I'm going to get back on track here and check in with Julie here, because we do have another caller waiting on the line here. So, Julie.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I think I'm actually just sitting and shifting.
Yeah. Like this card, the generator, this one is like really about connection to source and recognizing that, you know, you are source. And so, yeah, like, you know, there's many, many, like body, soul, spirit, there's many connections that are happening for people physically. And the physical body will show you that, you know, if there's discomfort or, by ending a cycle in your life, et cetera. But that's nowhere near, it doesn't mean that it's over. Many women who have had hysterectomies, et cetera, any body part that's been removed, I always strengthen that body part to be strong within itself and then strong within the systems, and that it's working just like it would have before. And, you know, there's so much information about the endocrine system that's available, and it's a very, very complicated, system. And I sometimes just allow myself to go to that homeostasis space and recognize that, you know, my hormones know what they're doing. And perhaps there's some reason why my hormones are doing what they're doing at the time they're doing it. And as I said, you know, we can energetically tune in and take the time to really take the time to release like we would when we're in that cycle. So, you know, does feeling relaxed and sitting around shifting have a number?
Hi.
Yeah. So it's kind of like you're caught in the middle here. We're just going to strengthen this for you that, you know, it's about age and aging, and, you know, it's amazing. I see a lot of women that actually start feeling more vibrant and younger. And I see, you know, so there's no rules as to how you're supposed to be at this time of your life. And I have a tendency to energetically shift going backwards in age. I mean, anyone can have a bad face day. So, you know, we just want to strengthen that for everyone out there. That, you know, we're moving through cycles, and, if you've had a hysterectomy, or, you know, you're coming to a time in your life, even you're beginning your cycle or ending your cycle, et cetera, we want to strengthen that, the systems are all working with interconnected to each other, reproductive, digestive, and respiratory. To begin with, that's a really good start. Thank you so much, Julie, for calling in. We have another caller who's been patiently waiting. So we're going to take the next call. So who do we have, Zach?
We have Trish from British Columbia, Canada.
Hey.
Our live
Hi, Trish.
Oh, hi there.
Hi. Trish is one of my, she's one of my dragon sayers that worked the booth at Illuminate. Thank you for coming in and on Saturday, bringing a bunch of people along with you. Had a lot of fun. You know, Yulith flew in from Vancouver and she worked the booth for 3 days. She was so it was just a lot of fun. How are you doing? Are you a little bit tired?
A little bit tired. I'm still having some issues with my knee, which is keeping me up at night. But
yeah.
Mostly Bill had a little episode on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I really ended up very, very angry and losing it a bit on him.
Okay, so just take a deep breath. What's bothering you is there's two things going on here. Well, there's a few things going on. First and foremost, just take a deep breath. So working a psychic fair, you know, like Yulith flew in for 3 days and she said after the first couple hours, wow, because, you know, she's in the banking industry. And she said, wow, you know, there's a big difference with the energy at a psychic fair. And there is. There's a lot, it's just because people are given permission. So it's not uncommon to come out of an event such as that, working one and dealing with people and their emotions and what they're going through at the booth. It's not unusual to feel a little bit out of sorts, just so you know. And I'm also getting the energy, the excitement of the Super Bowl on Sunday, and it's coming up, like just the collective around that. So we're just going to strengthen that for Bill. Just for people listening, this is Trisha's husband who has epilepsy. And so we're just going to, or has been diagnosed with it anyway. So we're going to strengthen, his nervous system, the central nervous system. Remember, even if we're working like with the lungs or we're working with different components of the body, we're dealing with the central nervous system and making sure that the communication between the two is really strong. And we're making sure. So we're just going to get you strong. It's an interesting word that you used. You said you got really upset with him because that's more what's bothering you. Tell me about that.
I don't know if it's a fear that comes over me, but I get so angry when he gets into, not when he gets, like, it, and it's not even him I'm angry at.
Like, no, that's just what I was going to say.
I'm yelling at, like, it's almost like an entity is taking over his body and he's just the shell of him and, like, the whatever's coming out in speech or... it makes me very, very angry. I just want them to go away.
Okay, so take a deep breath and let's just clear this. This is coming up, psychic energy. And it's good that you're noticing this now. Because on some level, it's kind of interesting that, you know, that instead of, like, he's had enough and you've been around him enough that, you know, and they've slowed down and then they speed up again. So a lot of times when people get excited, that's when the nervous system sort of kicks in. And my co-host here is like saying, hey, chill out. Just sit and, you know, like just sit on Colette's arm. she's so funny. So like the thing is that we're going to get you strong to this, that it's kind of like, there is some element to that. And what's coming up is fetal alcohol syndrome energy of, you know, when it's not even that, it's more like, it's kind of like when people are really, 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 really inebriated, that it's kind of like the same kind of energy is what's coming in here. So we're going to strengthen him to spirits in general. What's coming up is the fear around it is a perfect kind of like breeding ground for bringing this in, this fear in. I didn't get a number from you. What number are you at right now?
I'm probably at a 5 now, but it was probably okay. At like 8 or 9 when I called in.
Okay, good. Oh, great. So if you hang on through this little break here, I'll come back and check in with you. And we're just going to see, this is really interesting. It's kind of like the energy is kind of like all the excitement around the Super Bowl and around that energy. And then that being over and, you know, it's also coming up the weather for him. So we'll talk about that. This is Colette Marie Stephan, where you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we'll be right back after this short break. We still have time if you want to call in 1-800-930-2819.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Your favorite Transformation Talk radio shows are now on Spotify. What? Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom! With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Yeah! Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host Tanis McRae is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan, and this is Stella, my little co-host. She's alive. She's not a fur caller, just in case. She just likes to hang out with me when I'm doing the radio show. So I just wanted to mention, because before I forget, and we have Trish from BC here in Canada waiting patiently. But I just wanted to mention that I am going to be sharing 4 seminars this year, only 4, because I'm really, I got synchronicity done. Yeah. And I'm ready to move on to neutrality once I have all my paperwork and books in order. Like, it's that time of year. And then I'm going to enjoy writing that quantum arrangement and get the, the last painting for Tales from the Vector painted. Having said that, in the meantime, I will be having a Baby Steps on March 3rd in Kelowna here. And that's a 3.5 hour, that's March 8th, sorry. That's a Saturday. And it's a 3.5 hour event. And I teach people or show them what I do in that first 3.5 hours. It's what we learn in layer one in the morning. And so that's a really good opportunity. It's only $99 right now if you get in on the early bird. And then also I have another one on May the 8th and May 9th, sorry. And I also have one, which I believe is a Sunday. And then I also have a layer one on the 13th and 14th of June and a layer two on September, don't quote me, you'll have to look it up. I don't have my paper here with it. And, but that's September 19th, 20th, I think exactly. So, so you can check out on my site at www.thetruthisfunny.com. You can check out, the special that we have a bundle where if you actually, order, all, you know, one Baby Steps and the layer one and two at once, it's only $99.99. I like the nines. That's a Tesla thing. And so, so it's a special deal. You'll get the Baby Steps free, and those will all be held at the Kanata Hotel in Kelowna here. And I also will be giving 2 Shift Happens live talk events on, in the one on June on Friday night. And then again, in September. And so also I have a float or a telespa coming up, the Irresistible Telespa. That's going to be just in time for Valentine's Day on the 13th of February, just the day before. Great to get energetically shifted before the next big holiday. And also this one is called Waste Away. So Zach, we have Trish that was on, and I just want to check in with you, Trish, and see where you're at right now.
Hi there.
Hi.
I would say I'm down to a 2 for sure.
Yeah. So one of the energetic shifts that was coming up, when people have aching knees or problems with your knees, which knee is it?
My right knee.
Yeah. You know, the knees are your ability to be able to support yourself on a psychosomatic level. And so we just want to strengthen that for you, not having to be the man, because when your man is ill and you feel that you have to look after him, that's where the pain is coming from. And it's actually, what number is your knee at right now, pain-wise?
A good 7.
Yeah. So what's coming up, does it only bother you at certain times or in certain positions, or does it bother you all the time?
Well, it's flared up and then it's gone down and flared up again. Like the swelling in it, like it's visibly swelling.
Okay.
To the point that I can't bend it.
Okay.
And
so what's coming up is your lymphatic system. So,
yeah.
So you want to make sure that, you know, we're just going to strengthen on the central nervous system, the lymphatic system to that area and throughout your entire body, and recognizing when I test it, a lot of this is coming up financial, on it. Like it definitely has a physical issue to it and then a non-physical. And so we're going to strengthen you that you can use that knee how you want, but it's going to be even with your left knee. Funny, a lot of people at the fair were complaining about their knees. And it's also coming up, your First Nation heritage, being forced to bow down, like to get down on your knees and pray to God which is this source, the residential schools and the foster children that you're working with. So remember, you are source. You're going to allow this energy in. You're going to pull it through. And then you're going to allow it out in the beautiful infinity symbol and let it go. And this is about purpose, this card. This is the other one in the deck. And we had a lot of people choose this card. This is part of the affirmation of success. This card is about being the best version of you. And so I feel that it's beautiful that you're there, for your husband, and also that you need to be there for yourself. Like, self-care is very important. One of the things, you know, I'm part of the Replenishing Life Project. And so I just want to say a big hello to Morgan and Lucianne. I haven't been on your Facebook page as much because I had the Illuminate and then I decided to take a day off and prepare for this radio show. And so I just want to check in with you, Tricia, when you get in touch with it and you think about your knee, just bowing down to the system is what's coming up. So it's going to get you strong to this on all levels, body, soul, spirit, that, you know, you're supported and that, you know, that you can manifest out of different ways. You did an amazing job at the booth. And I want to thank you so much for your time and energy there, you know, and we're going to send some of that love and energy your way and to you and your hubby. It is coming up, like when I energetically check in now with him, there was some psychic energy around that for sure. So how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Good.
I mean, definitely come down. I do have a question about Bill, once in a while, I think I've told you this before, I can smell a chemical smell coming off of him.
Yeah.
And it's not that he hasn't had a shower, or it's not that he hasn't brushed his teeth. It's a different smell. And I can smell it, and then I go into panic because I know something's coming.
Okay, so you're like, we only have a couple minutes left here, so you're like those, you know, those therapy dogs?
Yeah, I'm smelling what a therapy dog
would smell, and maybe a therapy dog would be an amazing thing for Bill. I know you have cats aren't as loyal as dogs. They only energetically shift things when they feel like it. You may have noticed. We've come to the end of the show, Tricia, so I have to let you go.
Thank you.
But thank you for calling in. And I just want to say, you're welcome. And I just want to say also that the last card in this one is attitude. So with a good attitude, we can get a lot done. Also, I'm doing a pre-record right after this in a couple hours. And I'm so honored and so blessed to be able to have Herman Mueller from Psychosomatic Therapy. I've spoken very highly of him many times. His beautiful wife, Marie, is going to be joining us on February 12th. We're going to do a pre-record because it's like 1 a.m. at 8:00 a.m. Pacific time for her. So I'm really looking forward to that. We'll be, thank you for watching and calling in and viewing. Thank you, Dr. Pat and your team, for all your good work. And thank you, Zach, for producing, and all of you out there for listening. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.